good evening. This is the April 1st, but not April Fool's, meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and as our secretary is not present, Michael Novick has agreed to take notes and to call the roll so we can ascertain if we have quorum.
Okay. From WPFW, Jane Gatewood, not present. Benito Diaz?
Right, present.
From WBAI, Bob Lederer?
Present.
Carolyn Burden, not present. One seat unfilled. From KPFT, Adriana Casaneve?
Present.
Present. Jessica Apollinar, not present. Hank Lamb, not present. From KPFA, Cynthia Johnson?
Yes, I'm present.
Mark Hernandez? Did he get off? Okay.
Present.
Oh, present. Okay, great. Margie, I think, left the call, but is not yet on officially yet. From KPFK, Fred Blair?
Present.
Michael Novick, I am present. And Lydia Brazon?
Yeah.
So we have 12 current seats filled, and I believe we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 members present, so we do have a quorum.
Thank
How
you,
much
Michael.
Is a quorum, if I may
quorum
ask? I'm in a little
seven.
Difficult. This is Cynthia.
Right now it would be 7, because we only have 12 seated members. Eventually it would be 8, because we'll have 15.
All right.
We're still waiting for an LSB member from WBAI, for one or two LSB members from WPFW, and for the PNB member from KPFA.
Right, and just to clarify further, WBAI and WPFW have not yet, our LSBs have not yet had their election, so I'm a carryover member from last year, but there will be a new election next Wednesday, and we'll determine which two people will serve for the rest of this year. Same situation at WPFW. Jane Gatewood is a carryover person, but soon we'll find, they'll determine whether it's her or whoever for the year. So that's the status of the committee. And now let's go to discuss the agenda that I put forward. And I did just email it to the new members, but I'll read it out loud for everyone and for the stream. Okay, so first would be review. And obviously, by the way, now that it's 10 to 10 on the East Coast, we're going to have to, you know, cut these times and probably postpone some of these items. So bear that in mind. These are just the times that I wrote when I assumed we'd be starting in the range of 8:30, 8:40. Okay. Review and approval of available minutes. I had suggested 15 minutes because we have actually 4 sets of minutes to approve. Next was number 2, decision on next committee date. I put 10 minutes because that often is how long it takes to negotiate our calendars. 3, status of job announcement and ad for 2013 National Election Supervisor and next steps, 15 minutes. 4, status of PNB consideration of pending election committee motions, 5 minutes. 5, report from Elections Issues Working Group, which was charged with organizing an evaluation of the 2012 election to fix identified problems, and next steps. That would have been 20 minutes. Status of reports by local election supervisors, 5 minutes, and then any new business. With adjourn time, I was originally proposing of 10 o'clock, which is 8 minutes from now. So let's start with the last point. Are people willing to go till 10:30 Eastern? Is there any objection? Let me put it this way. Anyone object to going to 10:30 Eastern?
This is Cynthia from KPFA. Yes. I unfortunately have to get off if we have our quorum. I'm actually a nurse and I'm taking care of someone, so I have to leave. But I will promise to be at the next meeting better prepared, and I will listen.
Okay, terrific.
And I appreciate very much all the work everyone has done, and, you know, that we're still going to work to make better elections. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Benito.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Bob, you may have sent us something different than the agenda. I don't have...
It's towards the bottom of an email.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, I was looking the wrong place. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Obviously... I would say rather than waste time with refashioning the number of minutes for each item, Is there anything that should be moved higher? Well, first of all, so there was no objection to 10:30 Eastern for an ending time? Okay, hearing none, that's when we'll end. So that gives us about a half an hour. So does anyone want to reorder so that we make sure some of these things get done in the half an hour?
I just want to raise one other point. Fred had responded to your agenda suggesting that we have an election. My suggestion would be to postpone election since you don't have a full complement of members and that we just recognize you as chair pro tem for now.
Okay. Let me treat that as a motion. Yeah, and let me just mention for the record that the way it's been done in each year when there's been delays in some of the LSBs electing their complement of people, that's the way it's been handled. But go ahead, Lydia.
Aren't we still on approval of the agenda?
But actually, Michael's raising a point about how the meeting should be run, so I'll entertain it now. So,
but I have something on the... I would like to postpone the approval of minutes.
Okay, well, hang on to that. Let's deal with Michael's motion. So your motion, as I hear it, is to have the committee agree to having myself, Bob Lederer, serve as chair pro tem at this meeting, and also while we're at it, to have Michael serve as secretary pro tem. So, any further?
I didn't ask for that, but okay.
Right, but you
move to accept without objection.
Okay, is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, then that's agreed to. Now, Lydia, your motion is to strike the minutes from tonight.
Yes, postpone it till the next
meeting. Right, postpone. Yes. Any objection?
No.
Okay, nope. Hearing none, then that's postponed. Any other modifications?
Agree that we should strike the time so that we just adjourn at time certain at 10:30.
Right. Okay. Well, hearing no objections, then we'll just then this agenda is approved. So let's start with the next date.
One point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, certainly.
I still do not have a copy, so I'm wondering what email address do you have for me?
Okay, hang on. I will tell. Well, do you mind it being read over the stream?
I've got spam builders.
Okay. MarkH@Zorch.net.
No.
Okay, that's what Tracy gave me.
Okay, I don't know why she would, but all right. I will go ahead and forward you the correct email then.
What's that?
I will forward you the correct email.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so you have my address, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so next meeting date... since we had such an abbreviated meeting tonight, I would suggest we not wait a full month. Hang on, I'm pulling up on screen kpftx.org. So we, you know, because for new members, let me just mention that the rules that the PNB has set is that there's only on any given night one streamer available. So we can never set a date for when any other committee or, of course, for the board has already scheduled a meeting. So let me see what's available. While I'm doing that, does anyone want to propose whether we should look at 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now? What do you recommend?
I have that calendar up. The 22nd and the 29th are both open. The 15th is not.
Okay. The 22nd, I'm actually not available.
Okay.
15th or 16th or the 23rd, those are not available.
Actually, the 15th would be available. Those are both KPFK meetings. I'm at one of them, however, that starts at 10:30 your time, so we could guarantee that there's nothing else streaming, is what I'm saying, on the 15th, Monday the 15th, 2 weeks from tonight.
So is that a conflict for anyone?
Well,
Friday.
I'm sorry, did someone speak?
Friday.
Is that Ariana?
Yes.
Your signal is distorted. Can you adjust it?
There?
Okay, that's better.
Okay. I'm thinking, what about Fridays? Because I'm looking at the Pacifica calendar, and Fridays are the only one totally open.
Okay, so which one are you thinking? Maybe the 19th?
The 19th, so I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay, does anyone have a problem with Friday the 19th?
Yeah.
Okay.
If we can avoid Friday meetings, I think that would be helpful for one's humanity.
Okay. Well,
if possible.
Right.
That's why I was proposing the 15th or the 16th, because it would be 2 weeks from now, or I don't know, maybe, what about the 23rd or the 22nd or the 23rd? Or?
No, the 23rd, we have this finance.
Yeah, that's streamed nationally.
Okay. So what about the 22nd?
The 22nd, I'm unavailable.
Is there a problem with the 15th or the 16th?
Oh, the 16th is no conflicting meeting?
No.
That would be better for me. I could do the 15th in a pinch, but I would prefer the 16th. Does anyone have a problem with Tuesday the 16th?
I believe I do.
Oh, okay.
That's the third Tuesday of the month?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be conflicting with the KFCF meeting.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. So then, I mean, I could deal with the 15th. Does anyone have a problem with Monday the 15th?
I might have to leave early, but, you know.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to leave by 10 o'clock because I'm on the air at 11 p.m. Eastern on that Monday.
And my show. Fred Blair also has a problem with the 15th. I would have to leave early also.
How early?
By 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Okay, well, it sounds like several of us would have to leave by 10 o'clock. So since it's so soon, it's 2 weeks from now, I don't think it's so terrible that it be a shorter meeting. It's not like, you know, we would have waited a whole month and have this huge amount of accumulated business. I mean, you know, obviously we have a lot of business, but, well, let me ask the committee. That's just my opinion. Does anyone object to a truncated meeting on the 15th? Okay. Well, hearing none, then that's our next date.
This is Lydia. So can we just say time certain to adjourn at 10 o'clock?
Sure. Is that any objection to 10 o'clock adjournment? Okay. Mm-hmm. Then that's what it'll be.
Question, would it be helpful... this is Benito. Would it be helpful if we just called it a continuation meeting and we can dispense, hopefully, that way with the approving the agenda or something like that?
Oh, that's a good idea. How do people feel about that? Any objection to doing it that way? Okay.
Preempting approvals?
Right. Right. In other words, we just go directly into where we left off on the agenda, on this tonight's agenda.
Perfect.
Okay, and remember, if something new comes up, by a two-thirds vote, you can amend it, and usually, at least in the past year, this committee is operated by consensus. That's not going to be a problem. Okay, so that's what we'll do. It'll be an adjourned, the technical Roberts Rules term is it's an adjourned meeting that will just continue wherever we leave off tonight, okay?
And we'll still have notice, you know, it'll be noticed, and it'll be on the calendar, so.
Right. Okay, great. So now
I have to depart from the meeting.
Okay, that's Mark. Mark
yep.
Hernandez. Okay, thank you, Mark, and we look forward to having you on the committee this year.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All right. Bye. All right. Next is the status of the job announcement and ad for 2013 National Election Supervisor and next steps. And by the way, you know what? I just realized that we didn't tell those who may be listening to the stream why we're so late and. It's just that one of our streamers had a problem and, you know, was apologetic but was unable to stream us any earlier. So that's why we're late. Okay, which means that some of these topics we actually talked about informally before we went on the stream. So we're just going to quickly synopsize where things are at. So in February, I believe, this committee drafted a job announcement a pretty detailed job description based on last year's and previous year's National Election Supervisor description, as well as a short version suitable for a paid ad that, you know, has only a very short word count. And we submitted those to the ED, to the IED, the interim executive director. Obviously, she has the authority to do this. We as a committee can only recommend, and we made it clear we understood that, but we just were suggesting this and asked her to please move quickly because, for those listening who may not know, the bylaws are very explicit that the National Election Supervisor must be hired in March of every election year. And so this was actually, we first passed it in late January.
In January.
Yeah. And we sent it to her and to the whole board. We asked her to prioritize it. We asked her to notify us what was happening. She didn't respond. I wrote her again almost a month ago now and asked her what the status was, and I never heard back from her. And was it Lydia, I believe? You want to tell us what Summary said at the National Board meeting in person in New York in mid-February on this subject?
I don't remember what.
Or whenever it was.
Oh, this was just last Thursday.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
CMB meeting, and so she was asked about it, and so she said she would send out a written response to that, and then I thought she said she was going to, because we pursued it, because she would have been too late, and you know there was a little bit of discussion, and so then she said she would respond to it, but she didn't. What I had thought I heard. So I heard it a little bit differently than Margie did, but there is supposed to be some written communication on it, but we haven't received anything yet.
Okay.
We don't know what happened, but we are now past what the bylaws requirement for hiring.
Right. So does anyone want to suggest any next steps?
Sending again to her.
Well, we could. We could. I could certainly send another email.
And be more maybe urgent, email, saying we already are violating our own bylaws. And
right.
We're still waiting for your answer. No, I don't want to be.
No, that makes sense.
But she, I mean, I understand that it's a bunch of priorities, you know, and urgent things. But this, we need to do it too. I mean.
Okay, that's fine. Are people okay with that sort of informal? Just I could write that there was a strong consensus of the committee that, you know, it's urgent that this be attended to quickly, that the bylaws, you know, already are not being complied with. And, you know, go ahead, Michael.
Michael, to the back.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm wondering if this is something that the PNB has the authority to direct the IED to do. If so, maybe we should propose a motion to the PNB asking for them to direct it be done.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
What I was going to suggest is that you copy the PNB, regardless of whether it's an informal situation or a motion.
Sure. No, I always do.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael, do you want to propose a motion? Or let me ask any of the PNB members on the call. Do you think that's a good way to proceed?
It has been my experience that if it's not in a motion, it doesn't, get acted on. Thank you.
Okay. So, Michael or Lydia, do you want to propose the wording?
I would move that the PNB direct the IED.
You mean that the committee recommends that?
Okay, well, right. Sure. Propose, move that the committee recommend to the PNB that it direct the IED to post a job announcement for the NES forthwith.
Okay, I hope Mr. Secretary, you're taking notes on your own motion.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good motion. Any discussion of Michael's motion?
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Your wording as a prologue would be better, whereas your wording about how, you know, where bylaws.
Okay, well, whereas the bylaws require that the NES be hired in March of the election year, and there's still not even a posting on the Pacifica Radio website jobs section for an NES. Therefore, be it resolved that the LSV recommend to the PNB that the PNB direct the IED to post their opening for the NES forthwith.
Okay. Any further discussion?
You had mentioned there that...
I'm sorry, you're muffled again, Ariana.
Okay. Be sure to add there that it's a by law requirement.
Yes. Yes. I did say that in the whereas.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none. Does anyone need to hear it read back again, or does everyone know what we're voting on? Okay. All right. So then is there any objection? Okay. Then that makes it unanimous. So you have your motion, Michael. Thank you.
Okay. I would like to make a note that
yes.
Any of his motions in committee don't require seconds. Is that right?
Right. That's right. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I would just like to make a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend that the Elections Committee send a note to the PMB, an email to the PMB suggesting that it take the example of the Elections Committee in terms of how it functions. Don't everybody laugh at the same time. This was supposed to be a joke,
okay.
A very serious one, but a joke.
You mean in terms of unanimity?
No, in terms of getting stuff done.
Oh, okay.
Well, period.
Yes, well, good. We like to try to be efficient on this committee. Okay. Thank you for that. All right. So
it just goes to show my daughter was right, you know, but Daddy, just cut it out because your jokes are too corny.
I laughed immediately, Benito.
He laughed silently. Okay. All right. Moving right along. So next is the status of the PNB consideration of pending election committee motions. In view of the time, I'm not going to read. I believe there are six pending motions that we adopted at different stages of last fall and winter for PNB consideration as to different rules about how elections should be run and various things. But unless there's any objection, I'd like to give committee members more time to read those, and then at the next meeting we can go through them one by one and decide if we want to single some of them out as being more urgent, because some of them are not as time sensitive as others, because they may relate to the later part of the election process rather than the earlier part. But we can go through them one by one and maybe offer the PNB some advice, because certainly we can sympathize with the fact that they have a lot on their plate and they can't get to everything from every committee, but maybe we want to single out one or two that are quite urgent. In fact, actually, I do remember one of them was saying that the ED, whoever they are, should follow the bylaws on the timeline, and that if they're going to deviate from it, you know, this really needs to be ratified by the PNB. It can't just be on the sole authority of the ED, you know, well, I'm not going to follow the bylaws mandated timeline. So that one, I would suggest, should be prioritized. In fact, well, actually, you know what, let me dig that out, and maybe we can pass that tonight. Give me 1 second. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bob, weren't these already passed by the committee? The idea was
to find out what happened
to the PNB consideration of it?
That's my point, is that they were sent to them months ago and resent to them, and they have not acted on them.
Right, so that should go together with the motion that we just passed.
Exactly. So if you give me 30 more seconds, other people can talk while I'm looking for the text, and I'll read it to you. Anyone else want to speak on this?
Well, I'm just saying maybe that we should just agree to forward all those resolutions again that have been passed by the committee and not dealt with by the PNB back to the PNB to refresh their memory. And
if I can just say my recommendation is slightly different. I resent them on March 6th. That's fairly recent. So I think... You know, like I said, I understand that they have a lot to deal with, so it's not so much that we need all, it's nine all nine motions to be dealt with right away, but some of them do need to be dealt with right away. And since we don't have time to parse them out tonight, except for the one that I've just found and I'm about to read to you, I think my suggestion is let's hold off on the more general, like here they are again, but really single out the one that's quite urgent.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with that, and also because I think it's important for the newer members to hear what those are, even though they've already been passed. But I think that it's good to at least review them so that the newer members have some buy into it, particularly since it's new PMB members that'll have to bring it to the PMB, move it once it's on the agenda.
Right. Okay. All right. So I found the motion in question. Now it was adopted October 2nd, 2012. Motion Ray, revisions of election timeline. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws as adopted in 2003 and revised in 2007 lays out a calendar for local station board elections, including specific dates or periods for establishing membership and candidacy and for the mailing and return of ballots. And whereas the bylaws limit the ability of the Pacifica National Board to affect the schedule and in no way gives an executive director authority to change any of those dates or periods or to do anything beyond appointing the National Election Supervisor, approving the NES's choices of local election supervisors, and facilitating the work of the NES, be it hereby resolved that the committee reaffirms and recommends to the PMB that it reassert to the interim executive director that it is the National Board that is, in effect, quote, the foundation, unquote, and that she be accordingly guided in all future actions. Passed by 10 yes votes, 2 no votes, and 2 abstain.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
And I will be amending it to include ED because this was written when there was at the beginning of the IED period. But it may very well be that sometime during the calendar of the elections that we might have a permanent ED.
Sure. Okay.
Just to let you know.
Okay. Well, you're saying when it gets to the PNB, you would.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. But so I guess the proposal I'm making is that we obviously we don't have to repass this because we have officially passed this, but that we say that the committee, I guess I'm moving that the committee include in its notification to the PNB about, you know, the urgency of hiring the NES, that we bring to their attention that this motion was passed last October and urgently needs to also be acted on by the PNB. So any discussion of my motion?
And added to the agenda, I think that I would add that wording. That seems to be this year's code word.
Wait, I'm sorry, add which wording?
That for the PMB to add it to their agenda,
even though it
should be understood, but just trust me on that one.
Right. No, now I am hearing what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. Well,
have you found that, Bob? Could you just email that to me so I can incorporate it into the minutes?
Sure.
I know I have it somewhere, but I'm digging around for it.
Oh, you mean the original motion, not the one I said orally? You got what I said orally? I mean, the
well, no, well, both.
Both.
The whole shebang.
All right, no problem. After the call, I'll get that to you. Okay, so is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, that's adopted. All right, now let's go back to the agenda for tonight. Time is rapidly running out. Okay, report from Election Issues Working Group. Michael, you did a great job in writing of summarizing it. Would you mind giving a quick oral summary?
I'm sorry, is a summary of what again now?
The Election Issues Working Group that was we had one meeting of the group, one teleconference of the group, which was Michael, Adriana, and myself. And the working group is totally open to anyone else who wants to join.
I would say, rather than trying to summarize, I think the main thing we could do tonight is see if a couple of you want to join, because we only had three stations, so nobody from PFW and nobody from KPFA really on. Because it's, I think it's too long to really summarize. We laid out a grid of all the different periods and all the different responsible parties during each period of time, and try to summarize and accumulate different reports of problems that had ensued, and some ideas of fixes. But it's still very much open, and I'm still getting input from people at KPFK, because I did raise it to our board, and I raised it at, you know, board meetings, and you know, asking for input from people as to their problems, and got further additional problems. So it's still in progress.
Okay. So are there any questions about the purview of this group, the purpose of the group?
Mike, no. Bob.
Yes.
If I understood properly, this is a subcommittee.
Right.
Dedicated to identifying and trying to come up with solutions to identified problems in
correct.
The in the elections process.
That's right.
But I'm trying to understand, what is the difference between that and the purpose of the committee as a whole?
It's really just a more concentrated version. In other words, we could theoretically do the same work in the committee meetings, but it's less efficient to have 12 or 15 people do that kind of labor-intensive, detailed analysis than it is to have 4 or 5 or 6 people.
Okay.
So, you know, and then the goal, of course,
the topics that were in the thing, just to, for people's benefit.
Ahead.
So the first one was the postponement twice, and the problems that caused. The second is the question of membership list maintenance. We had a policy that we put in place in the year when there was no election to try to get the ED and GMs to carry out a cleanup of the membership list, because the foundation is required by the corporate code and the bylaws to maintain a membership list, and that was never done. The staff lists, we had a proposal that the list at each station be posted publicly, not their addresses, but the names of the people on the staff, paid and unpaid, so that other members of the staff could clarify if they are current or not, or who should be added. Enforcement of the mandates, which we talked earlier, how to deal with the problem that the LES has and the NES have very little ability to actually enforce the rules and regulations. We had a proposal about the election manual, a complaint mechanism, scheduling the carts, having the listing of what should, when they should be aired, published, and with the ability of people to check if they actually were aired. The questions about the ballot count, language issues, particularly at KPFK.
Language,
so those are the ones
Spanish.
That we did.
Okay.
I think, I don't know if I missed that, but
yes,
I think that we decide, you know, we're meeting February 27th to have an email, an open email for candidates. If they don't have, the LES doesn't respond to that, they can email directly the PNB Election Committee.
Yeah, that was the, what I said, complaint mechanism. There should be a one-stop complaint mechanism.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what was just said.
Michael,
it's kind of a mechanism for people who are experiencing problems that are not acted on by their LES to have a one-stop complaint mechanism where candidates who feel there have been unfair practices could bring their problem to the attention of the committee or the NES.
Okay.
So, yeah, and just to further clarify the role of the working group, technically we call it a working group rather than a subcommittee, but it's functionally the same thing, is that whatever recommendations this group comes up with will merely come back to the committee. And so the group can't set any policy on anything, and, in fact, the committee can't set any policy. The group recommends to the committee, and the committee recommends to the board, and then the board sets the actual policy. So that's the role of the working group. So now, having heard that, are there any of the the new people or the older people, the carryover people on this committee who would like to join Michael and Adriana and myself on this working group.
Yeah, Benito.
Benito, good. Anyone else?
Fred.
Fred, okay. Anyone else?
I think we lost the KPFA people, but I think it would be beneficial to have someone from KPFA on it.
Absolutely. So no, we need someone from all five stations.
Yeah, so maybe you could contact them separately.
Okay.
If they each left the call before it ended.
Okay. So how about the, what is that, five of us that volunteered now, or six?
I heard five so far, yeah.
Five, yeah. And plus we had invited anyone who was on the committee last year who wanted to be on it, because it's not a voting body, so it doesn't matter what their official status is. So we invited as guests anyone from last year's committee, and a couple people said that they might, you know, be willing. We'll check in with them as to whether that's still true. But in any case, how about if the five of us on email bat around some meeting dates, and once we come up with one that works for the five of us, we'll announce it to the whole committee. And, of course, anyone on the committee can always join a call if they want.
Maybe we could stay on after 10:30. And
that's fine. I'm willing to do that. Are the other folks on this call who are on the working group willing to stay a few minutes late?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good. Good idea, Benito. Okay. Anything else about the working group? Okay. Then let's move on to the final item. Wow, we're going to finish within time. Status of reports by local election supervisors. Now, I know for those of you on the committee, we discussed this before we got on the stream, but for the benefit of those listening to the stream, let's recap it. Actually, at the recommendation of this committee, I believe it was 2 years ago, when the local election supervisors were hired by the ED on the recommendation of the national election supervisor last year, for the first time, their contracts, because these are not employees, but they're contractors to Pacifica, their contracts specified that they would not get their final paycheck until they turned in their mandated final report summarizing the experience they'd had and, you know, what went right, what went wrong, any recommendations they might have for future improvement in the elections, that they would have to turn that in order to get the final paycheck. And that was written. That was a contractual agreement. Yet here we are at the end of March, or at the beginning of April, actually, and only two out of the five LESs, to our knowledge, ever turned in their reports, and that's the ones from WBAI and WPFW. We don't know why the other three didn't, and most importantly, we don't know if that contract provision was in force or whether, indeed, they were given the paycheck despite not having the final paycheck, despite not having done the necessary last piece of work. So that's our level of knowledge. Actually, at the last meeting, we had the National Election Supervisor very kindly, even though his term had expired, he agreed to come on the call and talk about some issues, and one of them was this, and he said he was as much in the dark as we were because the interim executive director was dealing directly with the local election supervisors, so he didn't know what the status was, but he did know that he'd talked to them, and they'd all said, oh, we've had various reasons, you know, personal or whatever, and we'll get them, you know, at some point. We'll get them done. And as of that call, which was about a month ago, he had not seen, four out of five, and then later he did forward us one of them that he got. So that's all the knowledge that I have. Does anyone else have any more knowledge on the situation?
No, I was planning to bring it to the National Finance Committee meeting tomorrow to see if anybody there knew whether they had been paid or not, or could ascertain, or if the Finance Committee could, you know, ascertain whether they had been paid.
Okay. Do we want to pass any kind of motion, or maybe not a motion, but maybe just an informal request that I could forward along with those other things we voted earlier tonight? To the ED and the IED and the PNB just to inquire as to the situation.
Yes.
Yeah, I would support that, just as Lydia.
Okay. Any particular suggestions on how to frame it?
Why don't you give it a go and...
Sorry?
Why don't you suggest something? And...
Well, just be the committee requests a status update from the IED as to an update as to the status of the five LES reports since we have only received from the NES two out of the five, and we want to know if the other three were submitted, and if so, can they please be forwarded to us, and if not, why were the final paychecks sent as per, given that the contract said that final paychecks would not be sent unless the reports were filed, something like that.
Yeah,
I would say where the final paychecks withheld is more than what.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on that suggestion? Okay. Well, hearing none, any objection to my including that in my my email to the PNB and the IED? Okay. Hearing none, then that's approved. And it is now 10:30. I'll make a last call. If there's and keeping in mind Benito's suggestion that the five of us on the committee talk about, you know, privately offline, we or on the line, off the stream, we can talk about dates. But aside from that, is there any other urgent business before we end?
It's not urgent business, but it relates to the agenda. It seems to me that there was a long motion that Nancy Saibaranaritomi had put forward, and I think it's sort of still pending business. So it wasn't on this agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look that up. I didn't remember that, but I'll track it down.
Yeah, it's at the end of the draft minutes.
Right. And by the way, since we have reached the end of tonight's agenda, that kind of makes moot. Was it Benito's suggestion that we make this an adjourned meeting that picked up where this meeting left off?
Yes.
So I don't think it'll take long to set our agenda next time. I think, you know, that we usually run that pretty efficiently. So can we modify our earlier motion and just make it a regular meeting that starts from scratch? Is there any objection to that? Okay. So hearing none, it's going back to just being a regular meeting that I'll send out a draft agenda beforehand, and we can, you know, modify it, do whatever we want with it.
And that would be 8:30 Eastern time?
Right, yes, always 8:30 Eastern.
And this is the meeting on the 15th?
Correct, on Monday the 15th. Okay, so if there's nothing else urgent, then I declare the meeting adjourned. And thank you.
Those of us are staying on to
right.
7:00.
And those of us who are on the working group will stay on to set our date. And if Otis would be so kind as to take us off the stream while we do that, that would be great.